WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather, our chief meteorologist Dan Zero. And Dan, there's a definite change in the air this morning.
Very much so. Colder air now arriving. We've already had several wind gusts over 30 miles an hour, and it's going to be a pretty blustery day here across New Jersey. Temperatures right now are in the 30s and 40s, and we'll see mid-40s through about late this morning. And then thermometers take a tumble mid-30s this afternoon. We'll have sunshine with some clouds along the way. Maybe a stray lake effect snow shower in northern New Jersey. Breezy and cold tonight. Lows in the upper 20s. The wind chill easily into the teens. Been a while since we've had a biting wind chill. Sunny clouds tomorrow, still windy, highs 35 to 40 and lower 30s with plenty of sunshine on Friday. And there is a chance for snow still for late Saturday into Sunday, but still no confident details to share at this time. Right now, Bridgeton 44, Lebanon 41, and Holgate is 44.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. There is no end in sight to the partial government shutdown over President Trump's demands for border wall funding. We'll have the latest on that coming up in a moment, but we begin this morning with Governor Phil Murphy's administration in full crisis mode. There are new allegations surfacing this week, and the latest hearings into the rape allegations of a former campaign staffer further paints the governor's staff as a group of bumbling rookies, unable or unwilling to deal with the seriousness of the situation. Let's start with the hearings. We learned Tuesday that when a new CEO took over at the State Schools Development Authority in August, she knew the agency's chief of staff would be leaving his job. But she was not told he was leaving because he'd been accused of rape.
Lizette Delgado-Polanco says she knew Al Alvarez was leaving because in her July job interview, she wanted to make sure her arrival wouldn't cause any resentment. She wasn't told he'd been asked to leave his job in March, then again in June. She says he told her he might stay till the end of October and was shocked October 2nd when he told her he'd resign because the Wall Street Journal was about to publish allegations he'd raped someone.
I've worked with Al on different occasions, so this is so out of character. I felt like somebody threw a glass of cold water in my face because I couldn't believe what was coming out of his mouth.
She would have liked a heads up from Governor Phil Murphy's office.
It would have been nice. I would have appreciated, but I did not know anything.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Lawmakers were flabbergasted by what they were hearing from the governor's staff. They may broaden their investigation. At the same time, another staffer has come forward with a new allegation, and we'll have more on both of those stories in our next segment. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are starting out in the 30s and 40s, but it is going to turn much colder, and there is a biting wind chill this morning as gusts top 40 miles an hour. Even though we'll see some sunshine around this morning, a stray lake effect snow shower may drift into North Jersey. Highs in the mid-40s falling into the mid-30s by sunset today, and we're keeping an eye on the weekend weather as well. Dan will have everything you need to know about that coming up in just a couple of minutes, plus the latest on prospects to end a government shutdown. That story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are in the 30s and 40s, and as we move through the day, temperatures will steadily fall until we get to about the freezing mark later this evening, and there's going to be a biting wind chill this morning. Gusts have already topped 40 miles an hour in some parts of the state. President Trump again linked illegal immigration along the southern border with drugs and violent crime as he urged Democratic lawmakers to fund his proposed border wall. In his first national address from the Oval Office, the president gave no indication he was softening his stance that the partial government shutdown would continue without money for the wall.
Every member of Congress pass a bill that ends this crisis.
Top congressional Democrats responded to the president's address on border security, accusing him of choosing fear in his drive to build an ineffective wall.
President Trump must stop holding the American people hostage, must stop manufacturing a crisis, and must reopen the government.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Trump's rhetoric has been full of misinformation and even malice. Now, back to the State House in Trenton for more on the hiring scandals that have crippled the Murphy administration. Lawmakers studying how Governor Murphy's transition and administration handled allegations a senior official had raped a campaign volunteer say it appears nobody wanted to take ownership of the issue. fearing it would end with an unhappy outcome.
Jonathan Burkon, an attorney for the Murphy campaign, says he learned of the allegations against Al Alvarez last June and would have thought he'd be gone from his state job by August 1st.
I was certainly of the view that someone who had this level of this kind of allegation against them, it would not be tenable to remain in the government.
Instead, Alvarez lingered until early October, leaving only after the Wall Street Journal raised questions. Senator Teresa Ruiz says Burkon and others were obliged to follow up, not walk away from the matter.
Not with an assumption, because that would not make a very good attorney to just close a case on an assumption.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
As the legislature continues to hold hearings into the Katie Brennan issue, a second high-profile woman is accusing males in the Murphy administration of improper behavior. Jersey Economic Development Authority VP Allison Kopicki is resigning, alleging a top Murphy official was creating a hostile work environment for women, and she's been facing discrimination after reporting it.
Governor Murphy, when asked about the allegations made by Allison Kopicki, said he can't really comment because he doesn't have a context on the issue, except for the fact that she came in very highly regarded.
God willing, I want to stand on the side of being a governor that has a great environment for folks to work in.
When pressed on the issue, the governor said he's incredibly proud of an extraordinary team working in his administration, which may be the most diverse in the country. In Passaic, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
We have expanded coverage and analysis of the Murphy crisis at NJ1015.com this morning. State officials have confirmed the first death of a New Jersey child from the flu this season. The child from Central Jersey died in late December. If someone in your family has the flu, what's the best way to try and stay healthy? Dr. Jason Kessler, chief of infectious disease at Morristown Medical Center, says get a flu shot, number one. Wash your hands frequently. Disinfect all high-touch areas in the house. And to lower the chance of getting infected is put on a mask if a family member gets sick.
It could possibly reduce it, especially if that person is producing a lot of secretions, either through coughing or sneezing.
Flu activity is rated high in every Jersey county now. A North Jersey man claimed police were out to kill him. He later ended up dead. It's a bizarre story that has taken some time to sort out, but we have new information for you this morning, and Patrick Lavery joins us live to explain what we found out. Patrick?
Eric, around 2:45 Saturday morning, Jameek Lowry called 911 saying he'd taken ecstasy and was paranoid. He was taken by ambulance to a hospital, became erratic, and left. At 3:45, he called the emergency number again just before going into police headquarters, where he got on Facebook Live and said this.
And I said, I need help. I need help. Go to the hospital. Somebody trying to kill me.
Prosecutors now say cops used force to restrain Lowry while putting him back into an ambulance, and it was no more than 12 minutes later that he showed up at the hospital unresponsive. The hospital says there was no acute trauma. Lowry's brother claims his eye socket and cheekbone were fractured. Eric?
All right, Patrick. Thanks for the update. Questions are being raised about the safety of having armed security officers in our schools after a Jersey City cop accidentally fired his weapon in a school building. There were no kids present when Dana Jackson was cleaning his gun and it went off. Jackson remains on the force but has been removed from the school. Sears and Kmart survive another day. A bankruptcy judge has given the company a little more time to come up with a plan to save, but it is considered a long shot. Liquidation of the remaining stores in New Jersey and beyond seems likely in the coming weeks. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. Very blustery, cold day today. Is there snow for the weekend? An extended look at the forecast and a recap of our top stories next.
Dennis and Judy.
If you're listening to it, you happen to be tuning in just to go like, you know, since 1997, these people have been morons. I want to see if they change. We haven't changed.
We're not gonna.
We're morons and we like it.
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow. So, Dan, a blustery day today, and I know you're still watching the weekend.
Yeah, let's start there, because everybody's watching the weekend with me. A strong storm system could very well bring snow to New Jersey from late Saturday through the day on Sunday. There are still several storm track scenarios in play, ranging from a few inches to over a foot of snowfall. I think models are converging on a solution that's kind of in the middle, that just barely clips New Jersey with the heaviest stuff. The biggest snow totals would actually be found in South Jersey, but I'm hesitant. I want to wait till at least tomorrow till we really start talking specifics. So don't cancel your weekend plans yet. I would just stay tuned to the forecast. Meanwhile, those wind gusts already kicking as high as 40 miles an hour today, and that's bringing back the cold air. We're in the 40s now. We'll fall to the 30s by sunset tonight. Sunny this morning, partly sunny later on. Could be a snow shower. Breezy and cold tonight. Lows in the upper 20s. Wind chill in the teens. Sun and clouds tomorrow. Still windy. Highs in the 30s. Friday's going to be cold too. New Jersey First News time is 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, the governor has few answers for New Jersey transit commuters still facing massive daily delays. Again, he's appealing for patience. The administration continues to blame storm over rape allegations and how they were handled after they were made by a former campaign worker, a new scandal brewing for the administration. In sports, all the hockey locals lose last night. Sixers win, Knicks lose. Yankees' C.C. Sabathia cleared for spring training after surgery to clear a blocked artery. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. The wind is here and temperatures will take a tumble. 40s this morning, but it's going to get pretty chilly by later on, mid-30s by the time you're coming home. Sun to clouds today, maybe a stray lake effect snow shower, but really it's all about cold weather over the next few days. New Jersey First News time is still 5:19.
Jersey Radio.
That's why I love you, because you always have common sense.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is now on a Wednesday morning. We've made it to the midweek point, and all eyes are on the weekend. We tell you today is going to be a cold and blustery day with a biting wind chill. And yes, if you're checking your social media feeds, there is all kinds of alarmist talk of a major snowstorm arriving this weekend. It is far too early to say that that is going to be the case for certain. But Dan is keeping a close eye on the system that could bring us some wintry weather and has what you really need to know about it coming up. Governor Murphy says he is more frustrated than you are about the ongoing cancellations, delays, and lack of communication by New Jersey Transit. But unfortunately, nothing he can do about it. No quick fix for the multitude of problems the agency continues to face.
It turns out, as I predicted, we can't build Rome in a day. We can't turn this thing around on a dime. We're digging out of years and years and years of neglect and a bad legacy.
Murphy adds the good news is New Jersey Transit is on the right track and steps are being taken to make it a top commuter railroad once again. A judge has issued an arrest warrant for a Philly homeless veteran accused in a GoFundMe scheme with a South Jersey couple. Johnny Bobbitt was due in court Tuesday but failed to show. His lawyer says he spoke to Bobbitt Friday and expected him to be there to face charges. He violated court-ordered conditions that allowed for his release from jail while awaiting trial. Bobbitt is accused of conspiring with Katie McClure and her then-boyfriend Mark D'Amico to fabricate a sad story that ultimately allowed them to raise over $400,000, which was then spent on luxury items and casino trips. With a growing likelihood, the use of recreational marijuana will get the green light of the Garden State sometime soon. A New Jersey university has formed an institute devoted specifically to the cannabis industry that can hopefully help the major change go as smoothly as possible for officials and individuals throughout the Garden State.
A dozen experts make up the new Cannabis Institute at William Patterson University in Wayne.
We saw the need, saw the timeliness of it, realizing we had the expertise on campus.
Interim Provost Sandra DeYoung says Institute members will serve as a resource for policymakers and conduct research related to the cannabis industry's impact on health and economics. And she says not too far down the road, the university could create a certificate of cannabis studies for students.
Maybe leading to, if there's enough interest, leading to a minor in cannabis studies.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:25. The mystery of the missing pair of turkeys who like to hang out at the Wawa in Palmyra has been solved, sort of. Myra and Vinny have been entertaining folks at the store for some time. They've become local celebrities of a sort, people pausing for selfies, feeding the birds treats. But they vanished recently, and now police say it appears a Delaware rescue group grabbed up at least Vinny and took him to a wildlife refuge that has infuriated locals who want him back, and it is, in fact, a violation of state law. Temperatures this morning starting out in the 30s and 40s. We will fall as we move through the day, and it'll be a gusty, windy day today. Gusts up to 40 miles an hour already have been tracked this morning. And then what about the weekend? Dan has that coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, the latest on the government shutdown and the growing Murphy administration scandal. And we'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Shares extended gains in Asia today on hopes for progress in resolving the tariffs battle between the U.S. and China. Australia's market surged almost 1% this morning, and stability has returned to Wall Street. New Jersey's first news is engineered by Kathy Wagner, and Ed Petriccioni is our news director. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery, and Sergio Bichal is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.